Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now, turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the
And this is Dan, as promised, Kim Dunklau with us today. We're going to talk Pink Flamingo Night. Back again.
Yes.
More birds.
This is our fifth year, Dan.
Fifth year. You think you'd have it all taken care of by now.
Oh, we got lots of pink birds.
Yeah, I always forget. So why do we call it Pink Flamingo Night? I never remember.
You know, I think flamingos are just something that we use to help represent breast cancer.
Well, the pink thing has always been related to breast cancer, yes.
And it's a ladies' night out, and a lot of ladies' night outs are associated with pink flamingos.
Okay. Whatever you say, boss. It's basically a time for ladies to have fun and to learn.
It is. It's a night of education as well. We do it the month of October during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we will have the Wellness Center will be there this year with an information table, as well as the radiology unit at the hospital. They will be sharing 3D mammogram information. One of our big focuses this year, which is a change, is that we are doing a fundraiser based more on trying to raise extra funds for, it's called Soft Curves. They are an apparatus that attaches to the mammogram machine to hopefully make that experience for women a little more enjoyable.
Okay.
Or comfortable.
This is something they have right now?
Or they do not.
We
are trying to raise funds for them to purchase that.
Okay.
So there will be pink boots all around our event this year that say Kick Cancer. And that will be an opportunity for women to make an additional donation that evening that will help to go towards purchasing that apparatus.
Okay. Well, Providence Medical Center has been one of the sponsors all right from the beginning.
They are. Along with Pack and Save. Pack and Save has been our third sponsor. The women of ELCA, the hospital, and Pack and Save are three main sponsors.
Okay. That's, like I said, I think that's been true the whole time.
Yep.
Yes. But you have other help, too, besides the main sponsors.
We do. We have a donation every year made from Cinch Farms. They donate our watermelon. And Tacos and More donate a good share of our pink flamingo cookies, our sugar cookies that we serve with our meal.
All right. And we should mention before we go too far, the date is next week, Thursday, October 10th. It says 5:30 till 9:30 p.m. It's at Our Savior Lutheran Church here in Wayne. But you're asking people to get tickets by this Friday, the 4th.
Yes. Our deadline for purchasing tickets is Friday. Tickets are available at all the banks. They're at Swan's Apparel, at IKT, Hair Envy. The Chamber Office has tickets. And also, Missa Sue Salon in Laurel has tickets. And the Pilger Bank has tickets this year.
All right. Or you can all just call the church.
Yes, you can. Our Savior office at the church is open from 8:30 till 5 every day, closed for an hour over the noon hour, but you can walk in there and purchase your tickets. And tickets are only $5. They are very inexpensive to come for a wonderful, enjoyable evening.
Okay, well, let's
call your friends, bring your friends, come with someone and have fun.
Well, let's tell everybody what they're going to get for their $5.
There will be 18 vendors upstairs. The vendors will open at 5 o'clock. So if you want to come a little early, you can go upstairs, do some shopping. There are 18 different vendors up there this year. So I don't think I want to, do you want me to read all of them?
Well, that's up to you. It's your show.
Octopop will be there. Circle S Creations, Fresh Flowers by Lauren, Highway 15 Salvage Company, IKT, Kay's Canning and Crafts, Lifetime by Alcone, Mary Kay, Mary and Martha, Pampered Chef, Sandy's Creations will have 18-inch doll clothes, Cincy, So Unique Embroidery, Swan's Apparel, Tammy's Craft Room, 31 Gifts, Tupperware, and Young Living Essential Oils.
All right. And it's you can tell from the list, it's for the ladies.
It pretty much happens. I will say, though, we have had some men attend with their wives and have had an enjoyable evening along with that. So the men who have attended, their wives had been currently battling cancer, mm-hmm. and they attended with them.
Good support, yes.
It was.
It's always good to have support.
Along with that, to begin the evening in the sanctuary, the Front Porch Pickers will be playing music up until our program starts. There is a light meal that will be served from 5:30 till 6:45. We do upstairs in our little open area. There is a cash wine bar with donations, $2 from each glass, going towards our fundraiser.
And who's providing the food?
The food pretty much is provided by Pack and Save.
Okay.
It's made by the women of our church.
The church women help prepare mm-hmm. it, but Pack and Save provides it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And besides that, you have a special speaker.
We do. The program will begin at 7. We have door prizes all night long that we give out that we will be drawing for throughout that evening. We also are focusing on women all dressing in pink. The contest this year will be them taking photos in the photo booth and all throughout the evening and sharing that to our Facebook page. There will be a special drawing for those that share our page more and get us out there a little bit more electronically. Then our speaker will be speaking. It is Laura Frankel Peterson. She is from Sioux City. She is president and founder of, it's called Choose Joy, or the Joy Foundation, I guess, is what it is. And she helps to promote a book called Choose Joy, Finding Hope and Purpose When Life Hurts. That book is based on her sister's life and writings. Her sister died at a very young age from an autoimmune disease, and in her last years focused on choosing joy.
Always important to have a good, positive attitude, no matter what's going on.
She's an inspirational speaker. She also is a cancer survivor, has had breast cancer herself, has been through some life experiences of loss, divorce, and breast cancer. So has, I think we'll have a wonderful message of hope for okay. us that evening.
And she starts speaking at 7.
The program starts at 7. She probably starts speaking about a quarter after.
Okay.
7:15. So.
And then so you have, after that, you have a style show.
We do. Swans and IKT are banding together to present a style show for us. So we will see what things they offer for the fall and winter from both stores.
And probably more than just pink.
Yeah. They have some beautiful things to share with us. It's always inspirational to see the style show.
Okay. Some of it will probably be pink.
Yes.
All right. There you go, ladies. And again, it's like it says here at the bottom of the page, everybody's encouraged to dress in pink just to have fun.
We do encourage that. And it's amazing how many people come all dressed up. So it's a lot of fun. Everything throughout the night has a pink basis.
Okay. So we're educating people. We're having fun and raising some money, too, for a good cause. And why don't you mention again the piece of equipment they're getting at Providence Medical Center?
They're trying to raise funds for, it's called Soft Curves, and it's an apparatus that attaches to the mammogram. There will be sharing of that so that women will be exposed to what that apparatus is.
Okay. This is all to encourage women to have those mammograms done. So
yes.
I'm sure it can be a little scary sometimes.
And the information table from the hospital will be focusing on the importance of mammograms and how to get yourself scheduled.
All right. Better mention again how people get tickets.
Tickets are available through this Friday, October 4th, at any of the banks, at Swans, IKT, Hair Envy, the Chamber Office, or especially at the church at Our Savior. If you're unavailable to get there to get tickets, we can hold those for you and have them available at the door. You'll need to call the church at the church office.
And their number is 375-2899. 375-2899 at Our Savior Lutheran Church.
We do have a little bit of extra parking. We are marking off for handicap. So if you are older, don't feel you can walk far, there will be handicap spots available right at the front door of the church. So look for that. The event, again, is Thursday, October 10th, 5:30 to 9:30.
A week from this Thursday, October 10th.
If you can't come for the full event, come for what part of it you can.
All right. Anything else we need to know? I see your theme is Be Flamazing, if I'm pronouncing that right.
That it is. And what better way than to dress in pink and to be, it's a take from amazing, so be flamazing.
All right. It's all about breast cancer awareness. It's Pink Flamingo Night. It's Thursday, October 10th at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wayne, 5:30 till 9:30 that night. But again, you have to get your tickets by this Friday,
yes.
October 4th.
So I just encourage everyone to purchase a ticket, call a friend, purchase a ticket for a friend, bring a friend, and come and have a wonderful night out of socializing and inspiration.
All right. Anybody else you need to thank before we say goodbye?
I think I've gotten all of them.
Okay.
Just, I guess, my committee.
We have
a committee of about 12 women that help plan this. We start planning in February. So it's it's been a long planning process, and everybody puts in a lot of hard work so that we can have a wonderful evening.
All right. Well, thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
And we hope you do have a good time, too.
Okay.
Kim Dunklau, again, our guest today, talking about Pink Flamingo Night on The View from Wayne, America.
The View from Wayne, America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne, America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne, America. Enjoy the